Welcome to Raising Your Spirits. Our hope is to help you make positive changes by providing guided messages from Spirit. Tuning forks, crystals, and distance healing are how we pass those messages from Spirit to you. Sit back, relax, and enjoy your vibrational growth with us. Your hosts for Raising Your Spirits, Suzanne Shields and Tony Ginnis.
Thank you, Carl, so much for the introduction. Today, we're going to be talking about pets and the energy of pets. What makes a pet so close that they're in the family? Is it just the fact that they are animals in the home, or is it something more? Why is it that we miss pets so much when we don't see them for a while, or when they are so happy to see us when we come home? I remember I had several pets when I was a kid, but the ones that I remember the most are the ones in my later years. We ended up getting a King Charles Spaniel Cavalier for my son. Great little dog. Loved to play fetch. Loved to swim in the pool. Always hungry. And there was something about that dog that was just had full of energy. He always likes to sleep. Always likes to be with people. Especially sleeping with us. That became a very close member of the family. We named the dog Raiden, and he says Mortal Kombat has that character named Raiden, Warrior of Light, and if you thought that was appropriate. So he loved that dog so much. He went with us everywhere we went, and he was just an amazing dog. He just so smart. He knew what you were thinking just by looking at you. It was soon after that we got a smaller dog, same breed, King Charles Spaniel Cavalier, and we named that little guy Cato. And they were inseparable. They were like pseudo brothers. They went everywhere together. They ran together. And it was amazing how pets can be so resilient. They don't judge. They love us. And that's all they want is to love, give love, receive love. And they go right back. They don't hold grudges. They love to lick you. And even the word dog creates a smile on your face. It's not like the word mom or dad, because those might have different emotional connotations that depending on how you grew up. Mom or dad could have been a very mean individual. It would bring stress to you. But dog, animals, horses, they always bring a ray of sunshine to your energy, into your day. No wonder we miss them so much. Horses itself are very spiritual animals. They are connected directly with spirit. Many times people will say that if you can whisper to spirit, you can whisper to a horse, as they are the same. And oftentimes, if you had a horse in a previous lifetime, whether you were in battle or where you were on a farm and you had a horse and you loved it so much and it passed away, sometimes it'll come back to you as a dog in another life, in their other life. So that is always nice to know that the spirit of that animal doesn't change. The body might change, but the spirit will always be the same. It will always recognize you, and you will be the one that that animal will run to and be drawn to and listen to. Remember, we come in to be spiritual. We don't come into this life to be human. Our pets are a reminder of that. Why are people not as open as pets are? Begs the question that when pets are the way they are, it is a reminder that that's how we really need to be, non-judgmental, only want to love, give love, receive love. Pets can come in different forms. We see pets as ducks, chickens, pigs, iguanas, lizards of different kinds. All of them have that spirit where they are connected, hardlined to that spiritual essence. A few months before Raiden's death, we noticed that Raiden was slowing down and he was struggling with going up and down the stairs. So we just knew something was up. He did have cancerous growth in his system. He eventually died. But his buddy, Cato, missed him so much. Of course, we missed him a great deal. But when animals connect to each other as best friends and one of them leave, they are so sad and they have a hard time. They have an inseparable bond. Things changed. At night when we went to bed, he would always be the first up the stairs. He would always run upstairs to greet us at the bedroom doors before we got there. But after Raiden's death, he was a lot slower. In the morning, we would end up coaxing him to go up the stairs to come with us. And sometimes I would have to carry him. He didn't run like he used to. He didn't eat or sleep like he used to. And we put Cato on our bed, which we normally did not allow, but we wanted to just so that he would feel closer to somebody. And in the morning, he wouldn't be running around like he used to. He'd still stay in bed, and we would have to, again, coax him to come out of bed to come downstairs. This happened for about 2 weeks. And I remember on my way home, my wife says that Cato isn't doing very well. He was slowing down. He was breathing heavy. And before I got home, my wife said that his head went up and apparently had a stroke on the spot and died instantly, because it was his way of connecting to his buddy through light, because he missed him so much. The animals have that connection, and sometimes they just cannot live without them, literally, and they will manifest whatever they can to be with their friend. And about a year after, we found it so lonely afterwards when Cato left, because at one point, we had two dogs running around the house and having all kinds of activity. And then suddenly, over a period of a few weeks, we had no dogs. It didn't take long before we got another dog, and we named that dog Noogie. Because it was a pup, it didn't know any better, but it could feel the energy of the other two dogs in the house when we brought him in. And I often looked at it and I said, if you can feel the energy of these dogs that were here, then we know that the dogs are nearby. It's close to us. So many times when we do a reading and we will see a white dog in the person's energy, and we would ask, did you ever own a white dog? As I'm seeing a white dog beside you. And they would say, oh, that would be Fluffy or Spot or whatever the dog's name was, who died 10 years ago. Even when they were alive, they were with you, body, mind, and soul. When they leave, the body leaves. The spirit, the soul, is with you. One exercise you could try. So look at your pet, look into their eyes, and say nothing, and just connect to them and send love from your heart to theirs. They will sense it. Watch for the tail waggling. Watch for the eyes that get wider. And watch for the lips, that they might lick their own lips. All signs that they are feeling what you are sending. If you're not feeling it, though, their body will feel it. And it is not the body you are trying to connect to. It's their soul. So your soul connects to theirs. The tail is sort of a barometer of what the soul is going through. And to this day, it is fortunate that we still have Noogie. But we know that while he is here, we can connect to him on various levels. When I do my tuning sessions, oftentimes he's not far, and I could see how he vibrates to the tuning forks and the vibrations and the love that I am sending, even with virtual tunings. He feels it. And so when you can feel the dog's soul while he's still here, that doesn't change if anything should change and you should go back into light. You'll always miss the body, but there's something special when the soul stays with you. Now, Suzanne, I know you have a story that you'd like to share.
A friend sent me an article the other day, and it was one that I wanted to share today. It was called A Pet's Will, and it was from the perspective of a pet, and it said, as humans, you create wills. You leave things for others to take on after passing. But yet as a pet, I never get to express my will. And I'd like to say it now. If I had a will, I would say I would leave my leash, my bowl, and my toys to another pet. So another pet could sit where I sit today, in my owner's arms, comforted, loved, and always appreciated. And for all those pet owners that say that they'll never have another after losing one, I beg you, please, fill this space that was so full of love and gave me so much joy and pass it on to another. I read that and it changed my perspective. I myself have lost a very, very dear pet. My dog was 14 and a half years of age and she died, and I knew she would, but I was never ready for it. I wanted to talk to you because I know I am not the only one who has suffered a loss, and I won't be the only one who ever will. But as a medium, I can understand the loss from the perspective that we can connect to our pets. From a human perspective, I connect to it because I was never ready to lose her. But if I can share a few things with you about what it's like to be on the other side and what it is for your pet now. They see you cry. They long for you as much as you long for them. But now you are guarded. You are guarded with somebody, a soul, who will always watch over you. If it's a dog, they will always bark. When someone comes to your door, you just have to train yourself now to hear it. They will still walk with you, and you will never walk alone. You just have to remember to call them on the way. I understand that loss means you can't physically touch your pet anymore, but that does not mean they're not with you. I encourage you to connect to your pet's energy, to connect to something spiritual that means for you. Maybe it's a deck of cards, a pendulum, a crystal. And when you hold that, bring in your pet's energy so that they can give you messages from the other side. Those pets still want to serve you, even though they're not in physical form. I am sorry that I cannot take the hurt away from your loss of your pet, but I do know that their soul can still fill your heart, guide you through this life, and still be that amazing strength that you relied on them in human life.
Thank you for listening to the Raising Your Spirits podcast. If there is a subject you would like to hear in a future episode or would like to book a session with Suzanne or Tony, reach out to their Facebook group at Genis Shields Natural Healing Center or join Tony with his weekly tuning class on Zoom. Their YouTube channel is Suzanne and Tony 17. That's Suzanne and Tony, the number 17, all one word. And the website is lovehigherself.com. Until next time, namaste.
Hey there. If you like this show, I want you to text someone right now that you think needs to hear this episode. If they are going through a tough time and they need some inspiration, let them know by sending them a link to this podcast. Let me know how it goes to see if it helped them. All the best.